Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and I think, Frank, what we need to do is to really lay the groundwork on how the Vatican evolved, how it became to be such a powerful force, and really, let's make no bones about it. You say you don't even call, you shouldn't call them a church, but more of a political, geopolitical organization. Let's get into the history of that.
Well, we spoke earlier about the seven key founding objectives. And if you look at those seven, none of them have anything to do with spirituality. And so I really want people to understand that they shouldn't really be called a religion. Because if they are a religion, and even if they are Satanists, then they would recognize some of the things hopefully we'll talk about later on, where, as I said to you earlier, if you believe in hell, you believe there's war in heaven, but if there is a unity of heaven, if people want to end that war, and God wants to end that war, then what does this organization stand for? So they're certainly not a religion that, or any kind of religion that believes in God, and it's certainly not a religion that worships Satan anymore. It's just perpetuated by tradition. So I call them a criminal organization, because that's precisely what they are. And unfortunately, what happens is that people still, because of the incredible wealth and the history and the pomp and circumstance of their behavior, see them and see a man dressed in white and automatically see them as good. But as an organization of evil, their starting point is 380 AD, I believe, because that is the point that Theodosius, the last united emperor of Roman Empire, gave carte blanche to the Pope at the time to go out and destroy every opponent and every piece of history. And that's exactly what they did. So I think that's the high watermark. That's the beginning of the Vatican's power. But their history has been one of close calls, almost being wiped out, anti-popes. Again, the Almanac of Evil lists their whole history through. But their real wealth came from the slave trade I mentioned earlier. That was from the 13th, 14th century when they finally got their teeth into real power. And the next supercharged period coincides, funnily enough, with the Declaration of Independence, when the Jesuits finally took control of the Catholic Church and the power of the Catholic Church from around about with Napoleon, so the beginning of the 19th century. And they've been in control ever since. So I look at their power, I look at their history, and there's so much there, it's impossible to go through in such a short time. But I urge people to have a look, even if they don't agree with it, just to have a look and see for themselves, because all of it is connected. None of it is by chance. And no, I was amazed, but there's a case to say that no war has ever happened or ever occurred simply because of unfortunate circumstance.
Right. And, you know, just for a minute here, let's go in another, well, a related direction. But I've recently hit on Nuri Rivera, who was the wife of Father Alberto Rivera, a Jesuit priest who was given the assignment. He worked with Pedro Arrupi in the Vatican and then was given the assignment to take over and infiltrate churches, Christian churches. And I think what it showed was when he finally couldn't do it anymore, how the Vatican wants to control other religions that are maybe spreading of the word of God in their way because of their basic, they're just their desire to want everybody in their camp under the allegiance of the Pope. I just wanted to mention that, and the Jesuit order has a big influence in that. We're going to come back with Franco Collins right after this message, and I want to get your comments on that, Frank, back in 3 minutes.
K Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Michael Collins, author of The Almanac of Evil. And the reason I brought that up, that story right before the break, was to emphasize that, you know, on my show, Frank, I brought on many pastors who spread the word of God through the Bible and who have seen the good that can be done with no hidden agendas to really help people, to ground them by reading the word of God that comes through the Bible. And so many of these good people that I've had on my show, I can name one, Pastor Tony Alamo, who will be with me tomorrow, who has been really, they tried to destroy him and jailed him for trying to spread good and to really help people through the Word of God that comes at times through the Bible. And the reason that I believe the Catholic Church, and I tell me if I'm wrong, through the Jesuits, tried to control these people, infiltrate them, is to get them on their evil side. To stop the Word of God and how it is passed on through good people. What's your thoughts?
Look, absolutely. I think you're dealing with a... There's nothing more dangerous, I say to people, there's nothing more dangerous in the jungle than an old lion. And even if it's wounded, even if it's down to its final teeth, it can still kill. And I think what we're dealing with is an organization that rolls on in absolute power with no opposition, owning incredible wealth that people have no idea that they have. And even today, they try to get their tentacles into all facets of religious thought. The thing that I think I want to make a distinction, though, Greg, is this. Up until even as recent as the last 5 years, I would say that their agenda has been to suppress, to disinformation, and to really perpetuate the evil behaviour. I don't think that evil behaviour has changed so much, but I've detected, certainly in the last period since this Pope's been here, a shift, almost a yearning on their part to try and find signs if this is indeed their end. And what I'm referring to is there is a history that talks about the Pope being the last Pope under a thing called the St. Malachi prophecy, under Nostradamus, even under the secret of Fatima, the last secret of Fatima. So I do detect a shift, a slight shift. But you're right, they want to get their tentacles into everything, and they wanted to control that message. But I'm seeing a wobble, and I don't know if that is just a moment of weakness. Certainly, I'm sure it will close off if nothing happens to them. But I'm seeing a weakness in the monster, and I'm hoping that people like the pastor and others will hold true, because this is their time. This is their time to land a body blow.
Right. And tell us why you think that.
Well, even the most evil organization ever to face humanity still, believe it or not, believes in God. And they certainly also believe in Satan, or Lucifer, as they call him. But the thing that they've feared the most, amongst other things, is their end and end-time signs. And one of those is the historic idea of an Antichrist, which, unfortunately, in our discussions, people who know the Vatican as evil still see the Antichrist in the description that the Vatican describes. So it's a funny kind of circumstance. But they've looked at dozens of prophecies, and they see this time and believe this time to be their doom. And in fact, as recent as 3 days ago, at the Lenten discussion, the Lenten message from Cardinal Biffy, who was appointed by the Pope for the message, actually described what he believes is this being the time that the Antichrist is going to come and destroy the Catholic Church. So they are absolutely on edge as an organisation, and I believe that they are at their probably weakest point for close on 1700 years.
Yeah, and so we have an organization that is grown through power and wealth and in the infiltration of governments and religions, and we come to now our point, America. Explain to us the best way that when you started talking about the evils of the Vatican in the from 1800 to 1900, 1900 to 2000. Tell us, where we sit right now and what they have planned for us, Americans.
Well, I think America is and has always been the enemy for 200 years. And the enemy is rested in that document, the Declaration of Independence, the most dangerous document for them, because it basically says that if you're a human being, you have certain inalienable rights. They've spent the last 1700 years bringing us back to the Stone Age and illiterate savages to try and forget us that there was a period under the ancient Greeks and Romans where we also had certain rights coming up. So they see America as the most dangerous state in the world, and so they have dedicated themselves to trying to cripple America through whatever means, false wars, look what's happened with Iraq, deliberate acts of promoting distractions to keep America from helping the rest of the world. Because if America wakes up, if Americans who believe in the Bible, who believe in Jesus, who believe in God, who believe in goodness, were ever to wake up and realize what was happening, then they would face for the first time a formidable enemy. And they don't want that. So they are absolutely hell-bent on suppressing every piece of rights and knowledge they can.
And we see it in most and this is a good point to bring up. If there are people out there who believe the Vatican is good, let's talk about the points here that are happening in our country. And if they are good, why aren't they standing up for the people here? But if they are evil, then look at what they're doing. Let's go over some points. And I know you like to discuss it this way. Are they good? Are they evil? And you make a decision by looking at what they do.
Well,
let's discuss what's happening in our country here, financially, the immigration laws, where they stand on all these dictators that they've backed in the former wars, Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini, the rest of them. Talk about that, Frank. It's interesting to just view it this way.
Yeah, look, the Vatican, it's very simple. They're either good or they're evil, as you say, Greg. If they're good, then it's very simple. If they're good, they can do one thing tomorrow. Might take them a bit longer than that, but they can certainly do one thing in the near term, and they can disclose all the money they have, and they can get rid of, liquidate all those assets they don't need. Now, in America, where there's still at least 10% of the population that struggle to survive, where children don't have enough food to eat, even in the wealthy America, let alone the rest of the world, the Catholic Church in America owns hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. They own billions of dollars. So that's fine. If they're good, that would change the world forever. If they simply said, we're going to give one-fifth of our wealth away. Nothing. One-fifth of our wealth, they'd still be one of the wealthiest organizations in the world. But that wealth would transform the entire world overnight. That's if they're good. Now, if they're not good, if they're evil, of course, they're never going to disclose how much money they own. When they're in a court case for pedophilia and abusing and damaging children for the rest of their life, as they are in America at the moment, and fighting, then, of course, they're going to not disclose how much money they have. They're not going to disclose in San Francisco where the gold is taken from people, you know, their jewelry and their diamonds.
And if I might add, the attorney in that case mentioned the hardest thing he has to – they can't even find out who owns the Vatican Bank, let alone get the money that they're trying to – you know, they can't get a disclosure from them. He calls it the biggest money laundering operation in the world. So there's a point that they're doing this right now, stonewalling. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that to me is – if you want evidence, if anyone listening wants evidence – on whether the Vatican is good and evil, without getting into lots of detail, just look at what they're doing at this court case about people who were murdered by evil mass murderers and see what they're saying and seeing what they're doing and seeing what they're not doing. And you decide whether you think they're good or evil. And don't necessarily worry about what I've written, because there cannot be any better proof in their actions, even today.
Exactly. And actions, I might add, they want to hide. And they use the control of the media for that, so that people don't really get a good picture of what's going on. That's another point that needs to be brought up. But, so we look at their disclosure of wealth, their non-disclosure, and how it could revitalize the world, at least the American population. I mean, come on. But then we look at other issues, too. Why do they put people in government that support taking away of our rights in the Patriot Act? And they do support these people. Are you there, Frank?
Yeah, I am. And I was just listening. I think the thing that people have a hard time understanding is the pure satanic objectives is not to reform us, but to curse us. And the best environment to curse us, remember those 7 points I mentioned at the beginning?
Right.
The last point, number 7, the best environment to curse people is war. Because in war and in totalitarian organizations, you can put people under such pressure and such desperation that they will do anything to survive.
Exactly. That's a good place to stop. The music's playing. Frank, get another cup of coffee. It must be, what, 5 o'clock there in the morning?
Yeah, 5:30 now.
Okay. You got a good jump start on the day. We're going to come back and continue with Frank O'Collins on the Investigative Journal.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
That's 800-327-0727.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat batch out laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
I'm back, yes, on the Investigative Journal with my guest, Frank O'Collins. And I think what Frank is trying to get across to people, and there are many of my guests fall into this category, and many of my listeners, that the real hope here is always going to lie in a small group of people who do not allow this evil to continue. People like Pastor Tony Alamo, people like Father Archbishop Gerard Bouffard, who left the Catholic Church, who was trying to get to the truth. People like Nuri Rivera, the wife of Alberto Rivera, who tells a tremendous story, just an incredibly sad story about how they killed her husband, and then basically tried to kill her, and even tried to bribe her with millions of dollars, emissaries from the Vatican, and asked them if they could get the bones Now, what they did was they came to her and said, if you give us the location of Father Alberto Rivera's whereabouts, we'll take care of you the rest of your life. She wouldn't, because they wanted to take his bones back to the Vatican. Now, Frank, these are sick people.
Very sick.
And this is a true story. I mean, she was on my show Monday just telling all this. And people need to hear also the human interest side, the interest, you know, the personal stories behind what's happening. And it's incredible to me. And I think what you told me in an email was very important. You said that it's going to lie in the hands of a small group of people who will fight back. But we can be a formidable force in this country because there are so many good people who understand this but are being silenced because of the control they really have. And I think what you're trying to emphasize is just how much control they have here now. Go ahead.
The funny thing about power and the funny thing about this this organization and all the evil and terrible things they've done is that their feet are made of clay. And their feet and what they're based on is a handful of ideas. And it is going to be up to a few people, not because every mum and dad and person listening and people who aren't listening around America this morning aren't important. It's just that this war, which has been raging for so long, happens outside of the general view. I wish it didn't, but it does. And the media don't talk about it. It's just the nature of this. But I firmly believe that we are right in the moment seeing the Vatican losing the war. I believe that they are facing such forces now that they have never faced, and I believe that they are going to have an impossible ability to respond because, and I'll explain one thing on this, and I'll explain if it makes sense. We said before, people are either good or evil. If they're evil and they believe in Satan, then Satan, hell, so long as heaven is still divided, they're okay. But the minute heaven is united, the minute that the war is over, they have no head. They have no worship. They have no God. And so what I've done and looked at is all the work that's going around the world and see these weaknesses and help by putting an underlay, a foundation, if you like, for all these important people that you've just mentioned to help them, because these are the things that are going to end their reign. If you attack their feet, if you attack their weaknesses, then they're finished.
Yeah, and that is a good point. There is hope. I mean, this evil can be destroyed. And I believe you said something that was important. They're based on their philosophy is based on a few simple ideas that if we can undermine, if we can show to good people what really is going on, this will grow very quickly. And that's what they try to prevent by all their disinformation. And they try to lead people down these rabbit holes for their entire lives. So they really never deal with this issue. And it's the core issue in any human being's soul and heart. Don't you agree?
I agree. Look, since the first man, if you believe in the Bible, then you believe that we have suffered through our own action or through history. And that action and that history is that we have been cursed, that at least one of us has fallen and that hell has existed and that good and evil has been in action. So when those dynamics change, at one level, then the Vatican today has no legitimacy, whether they're good or bad. And this is what I'm saying. Right now, they are absolutely petrified that this is the end times. Even though they have no real opposition at the moment, excuse me, sorry, a bit of a frog in the throat, though they have incredible wealth and have infiltrated all levels of American society, a handful of ideas will destroy them. Not can, but will absolutely destroy them. And those ideas have been unleashed. And it's not about people. In fact, it's the end of people putting their hand up and saying, I'm Messiah. Because because that, again, is part of the system. I mean, another group coming along and saying, oh, I'm a Messiah, is great for them. They just knock them off. It's easy.
Right. Right. Listen, well, let's continue with that and more on the Investigative Journal. We'll be back for our final half hour with Frank.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Okay, we're back. Our last half hour with Frankel Collins. And one program note, I wanted to mention that you'll have to go to republicbroadcasting.org to listen live on the Internet, and that's the new website, republicbroadcasting.org. And the archives, I've just been notified, will be up in the next couple days. They're being uploaded now, and that's from January 27th till the present day. And meantime, you can listen to this show if you can't get it live or you want to listen again. Just go to my website at arcticbeacon.com. There's a little box there, important notice, and you'll see audio archives here, and you can get this show in a couple hours. And all the other shows on RBN are listed on that if you click that button. Frank, go ahead. Pick up where you left off regarding what we were speaking about and how, you know, there is this feeling. I find it interesting, you know, that we do have hope. From your point of view, and I know you also try to encourage these people to change their ways is one of the reasons you wrote this, correct?
Absolutely. Look, if you can understand that, anyone listening to this understand that I don't believe that any of these people, Ratzinger or any of the people, when they first started, were bad people necessarily, but the system that they came into ultimately turned them. That where do they find themselves saved? Now, those 7 points I raised early on are about cursing everybody in the system. So it's a bit like the mafia. Once they're in for life. And in this case, they're in for eternity. So again, if you can offer people a chance of redemption, then you are really offering an olive branch to every single person who is in that organization today who feels that there is no other alternative but to keep doing what they're doing. So it's really, really important to look at if you can change the situation for them, then you can change the world, rather than trying to educate every person in the world about the Almanac of Evil, which unfortunately most will never get round to understanding. So there are really 7 points, if you like, opposing the 7 negative points that we mentioned earlier that I feel give hope in the future, because those 7 points, those 7, if you like, attacks are going to, I believe, produce the result of a changed organization. Do you want me to go through them?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, look, I mean, the first we've mentioned is the Almanac of Evil. And the Almanac of Evil is part of a thing called the Supreme Bible of God. So in great respect to all those who believe the truth of the Bible, I absolutely honor that text by providing not only the text unaltered, but the context of that history. So people who do believe and see God in that can see where it flows. So that's the first. And I believe they'll have a great difficulty in attacking that. The second is probably the most important one we've mentioned, which is this concept of a truce. At no point has anyone really considered that when the war ends in heaven, then we can have peace on earth. But we can never have peace on earth if there's ever still war in heaven. And so in that, there is a website and a thing called the Constitution of One Heaven that does two key things. The first is it says that no person should be excluded from forgiveness, no matter what they've done, which I know people will find difficult because it's easy and it's often an easy understanding of evil to believe that there is some kind of punishment. But believing that every person has a chance of redemption is so important in tackling the Vatican and evil, because unless you give hope, then you are going to perpetuate the world that we have. So that's the second. The third is the belief of the coming of One Jerusalem, Jerusalem still being a centre of battle. And onejerusalem.org is the recognition that every person in the world should be a citizen of Jerusalem, no matter whether they're Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Christian, Jew. It's our city. Why still fight over it to own it by one camp? We should all be citizens of Jerusalem. So how does that sound so far?
You know, that is a great point, because we know the Vatican is fighting tooth and nail to get their leadership there and to corner again that city, where if you call it a city of all of the world, yes, I agree with you on that. Go ahead.
Well, the fourth is ending this whole thing of who is the Messiah and who isn't the Messiah. No one elects the Pope except the cardinals. And really, in an enlightened world, we should all truly believe that we are touched by God and we have every right to elect our leader. And our leader in the world of people who believe in the Bible and believe in God and believe in Jesus should be the Messiah. And we should elect that position. It shouldn't simply be someone that rocks in tomorrow and says, I'm the Messiah. So under one faith of God, there is the structure to elect someone to that position. So that's the fourth. The fifth, and it's something that Cardinal Biffy is most frightened about and the Vatican's most frightened about, is this ecumenical council where Islam, Christianity, and Hindu and Buddhism come together to elect their leadership and finally elect who they believe should run One Heaven in 2012. And they fear that because at that point, everything that they stand for is dead. And they, as an organization, will be nothing. And whether they own everything, I believe at that point, they have no survival beyond 2012. The last two is reforming society in terms of our codes and law, and not leaving it up to George Bush and other people to define what they call the New World Order, but for us to actively determine our future collectively and not allow it to still be in the hands of neocons. And the last is, as I said, is a belief that we are not cursed anymore, that we are free and that no one owns us and that no one stands between us and God.
Yeah, and very good. I mean, that really sums it up in the Almanac of Evil written by Frank O'Collins. I think that gives people a clear view of what we need to do to fight these people. Let's talk about, though, the real problem of getting this message across. How do you think it will grow? I mean, look at what we're up against, a battle of money with them. You know, America always had the reputation of having the freest media in the world. We were always the bastions of freedom, the bastions of liberty, freedom of religion, the Declaration of Independence. But as you live in America now and understand this, you see how closed off of a society we really are. How can we combat this in your view? How will it grow the message?
I believe fundamentally, and I said this too in our first interview, and it's again this quote by Victor Hugo, invading armies can be defeated, but nothing can stop an idea whose time has come. And I firmly believe that when the message shifts from the negative, potentially, to the aspiration, the hope, that evil can and will be defeated, that the American population and all free-loving people of the world will awaken. I feel so long as the message, unfortunately, stays on the negative, people are so attuned to staying in their own world that, in a way, they discount that message as one of safety and understanding and the safety of their soul to being another message that they don't necessarily want to hear. But I truly believe that when the message shifts, that is our hope.
Yeah, and in that, what it boils down to is that you get an inner strength where you no longer fear these people and you fear God more, and not doing what God would do in a situation like this, and to destroy the evil. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Look, the buildings and the pomp and ceremony and the money and the murder and the genocide, it's all an illusion when it comes down to this. Once you cut their head off as far as them believing in nothing, once people see One Heaven and see the hope and see the opportunity, then they are just like any other mortal being. They can be destroyed and they should be destroyed, and it's our time to do it. And in a way, in a bizarre way, Cardinal Biffy and the Pope and all the messages we're getting, in a way, part of them is kind of waiting for the blow. They're waiting to see when this will come, and the time's now.
Yeah, and the point I think that you're making is that the people that have been that are really actively working against this evil need to speak up even more now, need to become stronger, because if you do think in these terms, we could end any future 9/11s, the problems that we have in so many areas in our country. And getting back to the point of good or evil, let's just talk one thing, you know, the immigration law. Many people are fighting that here, and it's very interesting that the Vatican is supporting the illegal immigration of almost 30 million people who are undermining the American middle class. Do you have a point? I'd like to just bring that up for a moment.
Anything that subjugates America, distracts America, weakens America, is in the interest of the Vatican. Because more than any other population, America has the power to unite as one. Look, very few countries in the world have shown the strength of America when united as they were in 9/11 and World War II and other key points. I think what's going to happen is if we collectively can unite to the proposition that evil can be and will be destroyed, then the game shifts. Then the war becomes one of the final battle, as opposed to this seeming impregnable force that keeps resisting the truth. Because so much evil has taken place by this organisation, you could spend 1,000 years teaching people and you still wouldn't get to the end.
And that's the point. I remember once I said, someone asked me once, why do you concentrate on this issue and find people all over the world that want to speak about it? And I said this, I said, if I spoke 24 hours a day for 1,000 years, still enough wouldn't be said to counter what they have done and how they have destroyed humanity over the centuries. So it's a topic that needs to be discussed and dealt with in this type of manner. And you are just one in hundreds of people that feel the same way about this. And I don't want Americans to feel that, you know, and there's new people coming on board all the time. And don't feel like you're alone. This is a journey of individuality, but of collectivity also. And that is the interesting point. You find, I thought when years ago when I mentioned this or researched it, I fought it tooth and nail because I was grown up as a Catholic and as you had many friends in the church that helped me throughout my life. And it was the most difficult thing that I found out when I worked in Rome and saw it up close and personal, what it really was about. It changed my life, but it's changed it now for the better. Even though you have to deal with the most ugly things in the world, and that is to realize that you've been deceived. And that's basically what it boils down to, Frank. Did you feel that way too?
I fully agree. But remember, the strongest weapon that God has ever given us is the power to love and forgive. And that is one of the key messages that anyone that truly believes in Jesus also understands. And in this, what we're saying is that the only chance that the Pope and the Vatican and all the souls of those that have gone before, good and evil, have, is that we succeed. Because if we succeed, they are forgiven. If we don't succeed, they are still doomed, even if they're in charge of Jesuits and all the wealth of the world. So I believe the message that we're giving is hope, not just for you and for I and for all those that fight and for all those that are listening, but for the very people that we're calling on to stop the evil that they continue to do, for their own souls.
And I know you mentioned in an earlier broadcast that you would love to sit down with Father Peter Hans Kolvenbach, but you said this, until God intervenes, that'll never happen, correct?
Well, God's intervening now. So, I mean, their time is agreed, and the time is now. I don't wish them ill. I'm here to help them. God wants them to be saved, not condemned. This is the end of condemning. As much as evil should deserve a judgment, forgiveness is our future. Forgiveness is the way to end this war. And it's for their benefit as much as ours. And when they finally see that, I believe that will be the seed of their destruction, because the system will break apart. Who wants to continue evil and condemn their souls for the rest of eternity in the eyes of God when they are given this opportunity to save themselves and come to the good side?
And, you know, that is reflected in the words of Father Gerard Bouffard, who lives in Canada, who I've interviewed, who defected from the Catholic Church. That are the words of Father Alberto Rivera, a Jesuit priest, who finally decided to come to the side of good. And one of the things that prevents many people in the Catholic institution, nuns and priests, to realize it, is that they have nowhere to go. They're beholden in every way. They have their housing, their money is all wrapped up into that institution, and they fear coming out because they have nowhere to go. What do you think of that?
Well, why did they want his bones? Because they know and have perpetuate a system that curses people, not just when they're alive, but when they're dead. And what is at stake is not just the millions of souls alive today, but the hundreds of millions of souls, the billions of souls that have passed that need to be free. And they themselves need to be free. So I'm absolutely optimistic. I know in my bones that this is the time and that we will succeed with God's love.
Yeah, good point. And that's what the message they try to stop all the time and basically get you off into another track, another channel, disinformation. It goes on and on and on. But I've found such strength in the people that have realized this before me, and I know I'll gain strength by the people who realize this after me. But to be a part of it is kind of it's almost a release, a freedom that you feel inside. Do you get that feeling yourself some days?
I do now. I used to view it in terms of the traditional thing of force and power, that they are too big and we are too small. But now I see that we outnumber them, if you count all the people that have ever lived. And we outgun them because nothing can surpass forgiveness. Nothing can beat pure love, God's love. And I know that when this message gets to the minds and ears of priests and nuns,
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Could help you become financially independent too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, our final segment. This has been a great interview with Frank O'Collins, and I'm going to bring him back again probably in a couple of weeks to continue this, because I want to open it up to all people. And my policy on the air, we don't screen calls, and I'd love to hear from everyone, from Christians, Buddhists, from Hindus, from Jewish people. I'd love to hear even from people who work for the Jesuits that know this story, that want to talk about it openly, a priest, anyone. Please call from any side if you're wanting to talk about this, if you agree or disagree. And I would just want to take one call right now, and I apologize for the other callers. Chris in Texas, go ahead. Oh, he did drop off. Chris in Texas dropped off. Frank, let's get back to you then. We only have a couple minutes. I guess what I ask you right now is, how do you believe this is going to change your life in the next couple of years, this manuscript? How are you going to deal with people in Australia? How do they react to you? What's it like there?
Well, Australians are famous for being laid back, and I got to say that really I've received absolutely no negative comment or really much of way of interest at this point. But I know that can change in a dime. And the thing about the internet, the incredible thing about the internet is a story can break and it can be world news in seconds. So I know that, and I've always known that once people understand what has been done and I've been part of, that it will change. But I'm ready for that. This is a life journey to get to this point. And I see myself as one of many that are fighting this fight. And now that I've removed myself from the message, I feel really positive about the future. No matter what happens to me, I know that this is a battle that will win, because it was always ordained to win. And I can now see how. Years ago, I couldn't. I couldn't see how you could defeat something so great. But I know priests and nuns and lay people and religious who will listen to your broadcast and look at these sites are going to see that this is the first time and only time they can save themselves. And when they do, the world will change. And I'm really positive about it, Greg. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, and I can hear it in your voice. I did want to mention you can read the Almanac of Evil if you go to my website at arcticbeacon.com, and then you scroll down about halfway and you'll see a banner, the Almanac of Evil. Click on it, and that'll take you to Frank O'Collins' website in Australia, and you can start reading it there. Frank, you also have a website. You want to give that out? I know it's a long name, but go ahead.
Well, it's a long name. It's 1-5-of-god.org. I apologize for the length of it, but you can always Google those words and find it. And as you said, probably the simplest for listeners today is to log on through your website and click on the link.
Right, and the message is this, that there is hope, and you've chronicled their crimes throughout mankind. I mean, this goes back 2,000 years. It's worth looking at, folks. Frank, we're all out of time, but anyway, you get some sleep now, I guess. You've been up so early. Or have another cup of coffee. But we'll talk again and have you on again. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for your listeners. Thank you.
Okay, that was Frank O'Collins, the Almanac of Evil. We're going to be back tomorrow, all out of time right now. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place on the Investigative Journal. Until then, good afternoon.